Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Prior to talking to TC, we had mentioned yesterday we started to try to define what some of the 1-1 teams were in the NFL. We spoke extensively about the Raiders yesterday. I wanted to try to touch on a couple of more teams. I didn't include the Ravens in this one. Mm-hmm. The Ravens were involved in the game of the year, at least one of the games of the year, if you want to throw in Dallas and New York into that. They scored 40 points in both of their games. Which one of the 1-1 are they? I don't know, but they're really good. Mm-hmm. That's my thought on the Baltimore Ravens. I think there's a couple of other teams that I'm not sure. And one of them is the Lions.
Mm.
The Lions lost to the Packers, scored 50 against Chicago. I saw a note, I think it was for, it might have been from ESPN, and then Schefter added to it, but Adam Schefter said the two NFC offensive players of the week have been the quarterbacks on the team that played Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So
that's not,
by the way,
okay.
I think it's Dallas and Chicago this week, so Dak Prescott's up next.
Yeah.
Damn. So I think everybody is starting to develop a feeling about Chicago. Mm-hmm. So what does that say about the 50 burger that Detroit dropped this past weekend? And are you leaning closer to Jared Goff, 5 touchdown passes, that offense not needing Ben Johnson, them looking fluid and in motion and all of that good stuff? Or are you leaning a little more towards what we saw in week 1? The offense was a little bit more stagnant, had a tough time against a good defense like Green Bay, mm-hmm. and just couldn't get into really any sort of rhythm.
This one's actually pretty tough because
I honestly should have saved this for last because I think this is the toughest one of all.
I think this
one's
kind of easy.
Okay,
they're closer to the team that scored. They're not going to score 50 every game, but they're closer to that team because Green Bay has just made both the offenses they play just look regular as hell. Like, Green Bay's defense just might be really good this season, where they're a top 5 defense. I mean, they kept Jaden Daniels in check, that team in check, kept the Lions in check. Those are both really good offenses last year. So I'd give more credit to Green Bay there, assume they're going to be kind of top tier all season long, and say that the Lions are going to figure it out more.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. I was leaning more towards who they were against Green Bay. Simply because I don't think they're going to be this unstoppable offense like they were in week 2. I don't think they're going to be what they were in Green Bay. I think they're a better offense than that. But I think more times than not, you're going to see them in a situation where, man, the offense isn't going the way you want it to. And they're not going to be close to 30, 40 points or something like that, 50 points in this particular case. I think they're going to have some struggles on the offensive end sometimes. They have a lot of weapons, though. That's one thing maybe I'm selling them short on in a little bit. They got a lot of offensive weapons, a lot of speed. And I don't want to say anybody can coach that and anybody can create something for that. But when you have that many weapons, it's not hard to be creative and be effective on the offensive end. So I get that.
Yeah, that's part of what I still think, too.
Yeah, I think they'll be a little closer to week one. But I hear Jesse's point. That was a good point made by him.
Yeah, because if they're closer to week one, then I assume they're probably scoring maybe a little over 20 points per game, not really doing too much. But I still think they'll be around maybe 25, 26.
Mm. Are you back in on the Lions? Were you out on the Lions?
Yeah, I had them as far as making the playoffs. 4-4 out, I had them out.
Okay.
Part of that was also I see the vision and I got to get a team out right here. But I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I think the Packers are going to win the division, so the Lions are going to have to compete with a bunch of other teams there.
Yeah. I'm with you.
They're not going to be bad, but they'll be in the mix.
I'm with you. Let's go with another maybe tough one here. The Broncos.
Okay.
The Broncos beat the Titans. They lost to the Colts. Now, that's just the sentence of words. Context to that is important. They lost to the Colts on an ultra, ultra last minute field goal. It actually resulted in started with a penalty. The game looked like it was over.
Yeah.
Very much was not. The Colts got another opportunity, kicked it through the uprights, and wind up going 2-0, bringing the Broncos down to 1-1. Their offense hasn't looked stellar in either game. Of all of the teams that we're going to mention here, and there's only a handful, the two games that are probably the most similar are the two games the Broncos played. They just had different results to them.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is Denver closer to? The one that beat Tennessee or the one that made the mistake at the end of the game and allowed the Colts to beat them?
So check this out. Check this out. This where it gets really convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're closer to the team that played the Colts.
Okay.
I think I'm on the same thinking as you.
Which is the better team of the two, but they lost the game.
Yeah.
I think they're closer to that than what we saw in week one. Week one was a really good
defense.
They
were better offensively in the Colts game.
Yeah. And I think they're a little closer to that. And it should result in more wins or winning those type of games more often than not. But I wasn't that impressed.
One mistake at the wrong time.
Yeah, I'm with Casey for the exact same reasons. They're closer to the team against the Colts, but that doesn't make me necessarily feel better about how they look so far.
Yeah, see,
I would have thought they looked not a lot stronger, but there was some expectation going into there.
Yeah, I don't feel like they look great. I don't feel like they look great, and that's the funny thing. They don't fit into this category, and it didn't really come up in conversation yesterday. I don't like the way the Chargers look. The Chargers do not look maybe it's just the way that people talked about them that I feel like it doesn't match yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm not giving their defense enough credit. I'm not really sure. But like, I didn't walk away from that game on Monday going, man, those Chargers, boy, watch out. I walked away going, man, Raiders, they had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Even throwing the ball away the way that they did, they had a chance. But the point is, this isn't about the Chargers. It's about the Broncos. And I can see like, the reservation on the Broncos, regardless of what version you think they are.
You know what part I didn't like about them on Sunday was that defense. The defense is supposed to be arguably the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be something that they hang their hat on as a team. That was really the reason why people were looking at them like, yo, they can go real far. They could be a Super Bowl contender. And Indianapolis had their way. For the most part, Daniel Jones was looking fine, was not looking spooked.
I wonder if they're pressing a little bit.
Potentially.
The young team, expectations, a lot of guys on that defense got paid.
Yelling at Grandpa.
Yeah, yelling at Grandpa, like Casey said. Grandpa. Stop yelling at Kevin James, Bo.
Grandpa Peyton. All right, these last two, we've got two more. They're probably a little more fun, maybe a little less serious, or maybe not. Than the other two that we've referenced here. 1-1. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Are they the team? I think they put up 40 and beat the Jets. Shout out Justin Fields. He's out with a concussion this week. Or are they the team that lost to the Seahawks? Now, this is not a Broncos situation where they looked similar, maybe even a little bit better in the game that they lost. Mm-hmm. Rodgers was essentially flawless against the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. He was anything but against the Seattle Seahawks. So which of these two versions is the Pittsburgh Steelers?
The ones that lost to the Seahawks.
I agree.
Yeah.
My guys.
Yeah, the one that lost to the Seahawks.
My brother.
Because the sneaky thing about that game against the Jets is they probably should have lost. They got set up with a couple of turnovers in what would have been, I guess, Jets territory to set them up for a couple of those scores. Defense didn't look strong. Justin Fields was doing whatever he needed to do. It was a, what, 55 to 60-yard field goal that they ended up winning on. They didn't look that great in that game. They got the win, but they didn't look that great. Then they went back the next week, played a better team, and got handled pretty easily.
But there's a really important component to that first game, though. They didn't turn the ball over. They turned the ball over a lot in the second one.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm with you. That was a mirage, that first game.
Soren's got not
might have
exactly,
been a mirage from both teams, to be honest with you, but it definitely was from Pittsburgh.
That first game, there was a lot built up for that. Soren says the Jets game was Rogers' Super Bowl. Like, yeah, there's
did he run out with the flag? Because that would have been funny.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Yeah.
That first game was like a movie for Aaron Rodgers. You know how they do that sometimes in movies? They build up to the first game of the season. They're like, this is everything. And they win that game. It's dramatic. It's the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the documentary goes, and they ended up finishing like 4-12, 4-13.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think Steelers might not be that good. He might not be that good.
All right, the last one. I think you'll enjoy this. Shout out Drew Down. The Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Stanley, Drew Down.
Shout out Stanley. Hopefully he got his Dak Prescott jersey on today.
Hope not.
Are they the team that lost to the Eagles or the team that beat the Giants?
Can you do both?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely can.
Yeah, because
you absolutely
offense
can.
Looked great both weeks. Defense looked like ass both weeks. So, yeah, they're both.
It's the line from The Office. It's the same picture.
Exactly.
It's the same picture.
Just this time Russell Wilson threw a pick.
I love when that comes up when I watch that. That one cracks me up.
Yeah, just wait till we start throwing paper references at you.
That's a good show.
I'm like four episodes in, but yeah.
That show is funny. We'll come back. We got some more NFL stuff on the way. We got power rankings. Mm-hmm. Man, overreactions really might not make it out the gate. They really might not make it out the gate this week. We got James Hamm coming up at 3 o'clock, but Anthony Slater of ESPN joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN
1320. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was on the edge of my seat for that one. Man, we're going to get Anthony Slater on the phone here in just a heartbeat. Before we do, I had a chance to spend some time with Dusty Baker last night. He wanted me to let you know that this Saturday they're going to be having an honorary Negro League baseball game meet and greet at Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. There is a ticket that you have to buy, and it's not necessarily they're trying to charge you. It has more to do with the alcohol than it does anything else. Mm-hmm. But it's a chance. It's $12, by the way. That's the charge of the ticket. It's $12. Obviously, Dusty Baker will be there. Greg Vaughn will be there. Jerry Royster will be there. Ricky Jordan will be there. Bob Kendrick. They're all going to be there at Baker Family Wine this Saturday from 1 to 4. So if you want to check out some of the legends, absolute legends for this honorary Negro League baseball game meet and greet, you could do that at Baker Family Wines this Saturday. Tickets are available. It's Eventbrite. I can put this up on Twitter so it's easily clickable. But shout out to Dusty Baker, man. Had a great time with him last night, and I just love everything that they're doing over there at Baker Family Wines.
Man, it is one of the gems of the city. One of the gems of the city to have that right here in our backyard. Mm-hmm. Once again, I got love for Lodi. I got love for Napa. Got love for all those different wine spots. But I don't usually have the time to go travel
out there. Yeah, right.
I can go right to West Sac and go to Baker Family Wines. Like I said, it's one of the gems of the city. I love it.
Yeah, indeed. We'll talk more about that as the days roll along. We just put that link out there on Twitter. Let's bring our man Ant-Man in here, Anthony Slater of ESPN. Of course, everybody knows that by now because he is literally all over the television the last couple of days. Ant-Man, appreciate you making time for us. I mean, the clock is ticking on this Jonathan Kuminga thing. You are more locked in than anybody else. What do you think the resolution on this winds up being?
I mean, we're in the end game of these negotiations. There's a reason, you know, the offers are rising and changing and countering, and you know, that you know, in a lot of ways, there's a reason why it's public. It's Warriors and Kuminga looking at each other. At this point, the Warriors have not reopened, you know, sign and trade conversations, and I expect it to end with Jonathan Kuminga on the Warriors to start next season. But the big question is it going to be a contract he likes and he accepts and he signs and at least, you know, tries to buy in early in the season with an understanding he might be traded? Or is it this qualifying offer, you know, nuclear bomb, which obviously is not good for either side, but, you know, is obviously remaining to be threatened by Kuminga's side.
Do you feel that Joe Lacob and the Warriors side is starting to get a little antsy with wanting to have a resolution to this Kuminga saga, whether it's him signing relatively long-term deal, whether it's him signing the qualifying offer, or them just saying, we're ready to move on from all of this. Do you think they've gotten to that point, or are they just kind of like, all right, let's negotiate. Is it not as drastic as that just yet?
I mean, I think the fact that, you know, they've come back to the table and, you know, really kind of offered these firm deals that include, I think, you know, like they've been upped, which would signal, you know, to some degree, they're trying to get it done. They're trying to get it done last week when they're putting these offers on the table. So yes, to answer your question. Now, when you talk to them, they try to, you know, I guess, emanate a level of calmness about the situation. And even, you know, they make arguments about why the qualifying offer wouldn't be as, you know, disastrous as, you know, you would think it would be. You know, that's a massive amount of tax savings. Hey, they'll have his bird rights next season. You can point back to when Klay Thompson left. You know, people would probably think Klay Thompson left an unrestricted free agency for nothing, but Klay Thompson wanted a contract in unrestricted free agency from a Mavericks team that couldn't, you know, do it. So they worked Klay Thompson into a sign and trade and got Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson. I only mention that because they're ideas, sure, Jonathan Kuminga could go to unrestricted free agency next summer, but if he wants to go somewhere, Kings, for example, that may not be able to give him the contract he wants with just straight cap space, it would again have to be via sign and trade. So, like, they're saying, hey, look, we feel like we've put fair offers on the table. Clearly, they do not want him on the qualifying offer. They want him either to play for him this season or trade him in January or both. But they're trying to say it's not absolutely, you know, end all be all if he comes back for $7.9 million.
Man, it's been difficult to kind of make heads or tails of what's going on in this situation. And I think you even wrote about this, Anthony, in your most recent article about how, you know, you've upped these offers. If you're Golden State, you've upped these offers. Meanwhile, Jonathan Kuminga and his representatives are kind of like, yeah, but you've been, you know, Steve Kerr has been talking a certain way about Jonathan Kuminga, certainly after the playoffs, talking about how do you fit him in here with Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Steph, all of these different things. We pulled up his basketball reference page earlier, and, like, he misses, like, 30 games just in the middle of the season. He's inactive. And it's, like, it's hard to reconcile this idea of, oh, there's this newfound role for him, when it feels like at least the post-Jimmy version of the Golden State Warriors, you didn't really have a role for him.
Yeah, that 30-game absence is important. You know, he had a bad ankle sprain, and by the time he got back, he was actually playing very well before, but by the time he got back, they had acquired Jimmy, and their season had turned around, and he just didn't, you know, fit, in Steve Kerr's opinion, in that, you know, kind of post-Jimmy rotation. You know, as far as one of the things, you mentioned it there, one of the things that Kuminga side has continued to voice to the Warriors in this situation is they need to sell the contract, not the basketball, because the Warriors are sitting there, you know, trying to compare their contracts with the Kings and the Suns and what they're theoretically willing to do. And Kuminga's side saying there's, you know, guaranteed starting role, there's a fresh start, there's player options in those deals. You need to go above and beyond for Kuminga to feel wanted and to feel a desire to return there, because he knows what he's returning to. And that's, you know, an uncertain role. That's not a starting job. That is, you know, the Jalen Green experience in Houston, where Jalen Green, and this is the contract they have used as a comparison with the Warriors of something he signed. Jalen Green got paid and a player option, knowing that Houston was kind of doing it because they wanted to use him as the big salary piece to maybe go get, you know, the star, which of course they did this summer, right? They used the Jalen Green contract to go get Kevin Durant, and Jalen Green has a $36 million player option at the end of his deal, in some part because of that. And Kuminga's side saying, look, not only do we know what we're signing up for on the floor, we know what we're signing up for in the business world, which is, like, I'm a trade piece. And they're saying, give us a player option to pay for us accepting being a trade piece, basically.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And that was something I was going to ask you too, Anthony. The Kings and what their reported feelings are on Jonathan Kuminga and what they've talked to him about and the role that they would want him to play here in Sacramento obviously has to be everything that Jonathan Kuminga is looking for. Do you think it's a situation where he would not literally hold out, but, like, he's standing firm on getting everything he wants? Because, look, there's a team willing to do everything that you guys won't do and pay me almost just as much. What are you guys bringing to the table outside of controlling my rights again?
Yeah, I'd say a few things on the Kings situation. I do think that has, you know, his conversations with the King have enticed and emboldened him to believe that, like, there are, you know, situations out there in the world, even if it's not now, that will give him the type of runway he thinks he will take off. And the Kings, you know, his conversations with the Kings, well, I personally would say I do not think he's going to be a Sacramento King, you know, a month from now. I think part of this process for him is not only the recruitment, but the long-term relationship. He's met Scott Perry in person. This guy may be traded at the deadline. He may be an unrestricted free agent next summer. And I think, you know, it's relationship building in some way, even if it isn't something Sacramento is able to get now. And then from the Kuminga side, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you can't have these conversations when you're under contract with the team, right? Jonathan Kuminga couldn't just meet Scott Perry when he's in the third year of his rookie contract with the Warriors, but he is technically a free agent right now, even if it's restricted, and the Warriors clearly have so much leverage in the situation. But I think he spent this summer, you know, having those type of conversations out in the world, out in the NBA world, to know like what the league thinks of him. And the Sacramento Kings clearly have shown they are very intrigued by his future. And while, again, I'm not sure that's going to bear any fruit for the Kings in the current moment, I think it's very possible, you know, over the next couple of years that it could bear fruit.
So like talking, so that's kind of like a longer term outlook. And we've talked about, you know, the Golden State Warriors. You even started this conversation saying you think this ends with Jonathan Kuminga playing for the Golden State Warriors this year, whether it's on the qualifying offer or something else. What happens with the Sacramento Kings when this is over? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think they seem to be comfortable, like, you know, with, like, well, I'll just say this. Like, Scott Perry's coming into to what we would all agree is kind of a cleanup job, right? And he's...
It's one way of putting it.
Yes. I think he's being prudent. He's trying to, you know, you guys have talked about it all summer. Like, there's some appeal to Kuminga, but it's not just throwing the chips, you know, you're going to get prime LeBron, do whatever you can. I think if it's an appealing enough opportunity at the price that they want, they'll jump. And if not, I think they're taking a patient approach. Scott Perry's not under, you know, a firm thumb that everything has to be solved within 2 months of his tenure. It can be a long-term approach. And I typically believe that's the healthier way to operate, right? You know, when you feel pressure and you feel you have to be in the playoffs this year, or people's jobs are on the line, like that can lead to panic decisions. So, you know, where does it leave the Sacramento Kings if they don't kick Kuminga? And I don't believe they're going to. I don't know, with the roster they have, which I think we'd all agree is flawed, and, you know, at best is probably play-in. Some people would maybe even have them out of the play-in. But, you know, Scott Perry has time to watch a couple months of basketball, see what pieces he likes, see what pieces he doesn't. They probably got to figure out, you know, extension talks with Keegan Murray and figure out who's part of this long-term plan and who's not. But at least you would think Scott Perry's going to have time to do all that.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't think he comes to Sacramento. I do think they find some type of resolution in Golden State, and that's where Kuminga ends up. But I'll ask you the question. If it wasn't the Sacramento Kings, if it wasn't right down 80, do you think it would be different? Do you think one of the reasons why Golden State is reluctant to maybe move on from Kuminga and give him what he's looking for is the fact that he is trying to go right next door to the Sacramento Kings, and they don't want to see him there if he does blossom into what Joel Acob thinks he could become?
I'm sure that could be like a small part of you know, flipping the decision to yes or no if it got even close to that. But from my understanding, they just don't like the Kings packages. They do not, from what, like Malik Monk, they don't want his contract. They don't really want Malik Monk. So they basically turned down, you know, those type of deals. Obviously, if first round picks and you know, all the protections and all that have kind of been haggled over, but it hasn't been close. And I just, if the Kings were to blow them away, maybe if the Kings were to, I wouldn't advise this for Sacramento, and I don't think it would ever be on the table. But like, if suddenly a Keegan Murray and a Keon Ellis were in the conversation, like I don't think they would, you know, blink and say, oh, well, we don't want to send Jonathan Kuminga up the road. I think if it was appealing enough, they would do it. They just haven't found anything the Kings have offered appealing enough.
Ant-Man, we'll get you out on this one, man. We know how busy you are. And this is something that we've discussed amongst ourselves on numerous occasions. If, with all due respect, if Aaron Turner was Rich Paul, would this situation have been dealt with a long time ago?
Perhaps. You know, I don't know. Because, like, I would say, like, Jonathan Kuminga is a very opinionated, like, strong-willed character within all this. And I think I know him very well. And like he is the one deciding whether to decline or accept these offers. You know, he has taken a large part of this process. So like, you know, it's hard to answer that question because I don't know. And I think there's so many complex factors that have played into Kuminga's four seasons and, you know, why an extension was or wasn't done last summer. I know obviously one of the factors was the Warriors didn't want to poison pill his contract, which is, you know, CBA terminology, but basically if they had given him an extension last year, they pretty much couldn't have traded him in season, and they almost traded him to Phoenix for Kevin Durant. He would have been part of that deal. So it's just there's so many layers to this. Aaron Turner is obviously a character within all the layers of this, but Jonathan Kuminga has some strong opinions about the situation as well, and I think he, you know, has a large part of this process is those opinions by him.
Understood. Ant-Man, we appreciate you. We're proud of you. It's always great to see that backyard on ESPN. That's
landscaping looking fire back there, too. Right, I see there. You, big dog.
That's our guy right there.
Hey, I mowed that lawn myself.
There we go. There we go.
My man, Anthony, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you, as always.
All right, fellas.
That's the man, Anthony Slater, right there of ESPN. Yeah, I guess I probably haven't given Jonathan Kuminga enough credit in the idea that he could just go, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, now it is, in my opinion. Now there would be people that disagree with this, and that's perfectly okay. I would never debate anybody on that. In my opinion, I think we've just recently seen something with Ben Simmons and his agent. It is your agent's job to tell you what is in the best interest of you. And, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, and I love this and I respect this. You could do all of the bet. I want to bet on myself. I want to do it this way. I want to do it this way. If Aaron Turner, or I'll take Aaron Turner's name, if any representative knew enough to where it's like, okay, let me tell you what this looks like, because we've talked to Golden State and we've got those numbers. There's not a lot of interest throughout the rest of the league. So the type of season you would have to have for betting on yourself to pay off would have to be monstrous. It's his job to say that. And it's also his job to say, I work for you. I will do what's best for you. I will do what you want to do. But in the end, this is what I think is best for you. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I would hope, there seems to be some synergy with what Aaron Turner thinks about his client, what he knows about his potential value throughout the league. And I'm sure Sacramento and Phoenix are helping that thought process versus what he's been through in Golden State and what Jonathan Kuminga wants to do. But in the end, it is truly up to the player.
Yeah.
Yes or no.
And if I get the vibe, especially like with the social media posts, or like I bet on myself and all the reports of like, I'll play on the qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Kuminga, look, he's not going to just do anything. I don't want to make it like that. But it feels like Jonathan Kuminga is very much kind of standing on principle right now.
He's like,
no, I'm not, like, this ain't cool. We're here. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I don't trust you. I don't believe in you. And I want to be out of this situation so bad. I'll just play on this qualifying.
I think the first thing, which you said, is the most important. I don't trust you. After all you've done, I don't trust you. Talk about all you've done. I'm not even going back 2 years. I'm not even going back 6 months. I'm going back like 6 weeks. Like, you guys started this. Your coach started this. You want me to sign up for a situation where the head coach said, I don't know how he fits here. I don't know, like, if I... Like, I can't imagine what that's like. Like, and I do have a certain level of sympathy for Jonathan Kuminga, because I can't imagine my boss coming up to me going, yeah, I don't know how you fit here. KC's doing this. Jesse's doing this. Kyle's doing that. Yeah, I don't know how you fit here. But come on back. Come on. No, we'll sign. No, come on back. No, seriously. No, really, we want you to be here. No, for real this time. I don't even know how I'd handle that. And he has not just millions, but over the course of the next 6 years, hundreds of millions on the line in this negotiation. I don't. You have hundreds of millions on the line when you negotiate.
How?
You, like, and Jonathan Kuminga. But like,
where would you even get that from?
Like, Aaron left his books open one day. I was like, whoa. I can't imagine what his thought process and all of this is.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Some of it is maybe it's a lot of pride going on. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, the principality of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably not to not to pocket watch right now, but he's probably made. If he gets the qualifying
offer. This does not qualify for pocket watching, by the way.
It doesn't. If he goes on the qualifying offer, he would probably look and say he's made $25 million in his career.
Jonathan Kuminga, what was it? Is it about $8
million? Yeah.
It would be about maybe about 30. About 33, 32 million dollars.
I was close. Count it.
There's nothing to count. Jesse's cutting highlights over there. What are you talking about?
I was close.
His rookie contract will be $24.9 million when all said and done. You add the, you know, eight and some change. That's about where it'll push him to.
And I'm not. Trust me when I'm not, like, saying, oh, he doesn't care about $30 million. Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. But he's probably looking at, like, I've made, when it's all said and done, $30 million. There's a level of confidence where, like, I'll make money. Like, I don't care what James Hamm's talking about. Like, I made $30 million this way. I'll at least make another 30.
But you know as well as I do, that's not NBA money.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made NBA money. Mm-hmm. And given where he was drafted, given the conversation around him, he was fully expecting to make NBA money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not there yet.
No.
He's not there yet.
He's not. But you combine, like I said, what he wants, mm-hmm. what he thinks is best for his career.
Yeah.
And the Warriors not really building up that trust with him.
Yeah.
You're probably like, man, that's fine. Qualifying offer, then I'll go somewhere and I'll make $15 to $20 million somewhere.
Yeah, and that feels like extreme. Like,
right. That's
like a worst case scenario, which I don't think is anything close to what he's facing, especially given the young man has talent.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part, he's a very young man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is intriguing to general managers across the league.
Hell, there might be a situation, and this is always playing with fire as well. You can't believe everything that's told to you or that people say to you. But maybe, like, worst case scenario, in my back pocket,
mm-hmm.
Kings already told me if I'm a free agent next year, they'll give me that 3 years, $65 million.
We'll have to find out if the math on that works, but I got you. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much they have available, but sure.
Yeah.
Because apparently they have immovable contracts here.
Right. But, yeah, like I said, Keegan will be on a new contract. I don't know if that really works.
Hopefully Keon will be.
Right. You know? I don't know if that really works. Maybe they'll be able to move DeRozan at that point.
I mean, DeRozan will be in that weird.
Because DeRozan right now.
Like, his contract gets, like, cut in half or something, and it's a non-guarantee.
Right.
And so either you move him, but there's like $10 million on the books. Like, there's a lot of.
DeRozan right now is that slot of like $20-something million, right?
DeRozan, yeah. Like, he's, yeah, like it's upwards of like 25, I think. I think he's at like 27 or so. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They could do that. Or they may, I mean, like I said, this is stuff that you don't want to bank on if you're Kuminga. But another worst case scenario, they'd have the mid level potentially next year.
Yeah.
So, right. Worst case, I'm giving $15 million for 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, that may go into his thinking.
Remind me. Actually, you don't have to remind me. I actually put it in our notes. I put it in our notes for tomorrow. Okay. I read John Hollinger's article about Kawhi Leonard.
Was it hilarious?
It was fascinating. No, I'm dead serious. It was fascinating.
Mm.
So we'll table that for tomorrow. I mentioned Kawhi here for a second because I wasn't with you and Trista at all yesterday when you said that you were tired of the Clippers and Ballmer and the Kawhi case.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw Mark Cuban's Twitter account this morning.
Oh, man.
And now I just want it to end. Mark Cuban I think, tweeted like 4,000 words.
Bro, that was crazy.
On this situation. Added Pablo in all of these. And I and it wasn't like malicious. Like he was it was like, oh, I'm out. Like I'm out. Like
I hit the
bro, just write an op-ed for like the New York Times or something. Like what? I spent more time on Twitter reading Mark Cuban. This is a shoot. I spent more time on Twitter reading what Mark Cuban wrote this morning than I probably have in 6 months. But I was just on those thread of tweets that Mark Cuban wrote.
Bro, he had to. I know there was one last night. I don't know what if he's done something different this morning.
No, it was. I'm sorry. I read them this morning. He wrote the tweets last night.
Yeah, one. I'm not reading all this, bro.
Telling you, he wrote like 4,000 words.
I wrote like the first two I read like the first two paragraphs. And I scrolled down. I was like, bro, I'm not reading all this.
That man wrote a novel. The absolute first thing, because I read it all. Uh-huh. The first thing I thought of was, I'm out. This was too much. Too many podcasts. I'm out.
Even to the point, like, and he's doing his job. He's a self promoter. He's a self financer. Like, he's getting his money. I get it. I'm getting tired of Pablo. Like, what do you have? Like, please, with the slow leak. I know you're doing your job, but do you have it? If you have it, like, I want to see it. I don't want to see it 3 weeks from now. If you have it, let's see.
Well, I don't. To be fair to him, I don't think he's teasing it. I think he's just kind of getting stuff.
I believe he's slow rolling things out. I think he's got more, and he ain't letting it out yet.
All right.
I think that's what, and I'm like, all right, man. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Now, admittedly, I did look at the podcast this morning just to see what the title of it was, and then I saw, I was like,
nothing wrong with it. I just, like I said, Aaliyah, I need a resolution.
All right. We'll come back. We've got week 3 power rankings on the way, and maybe we'll sneak in a couple of overreactions before James joins us. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's anything. Yeah. See, I can. I'm gonna mention this to my boy because I know he already knows. Bill hit me. He was like, "Hey, come as soon as you get here, come see me." Like, yeah, okay, I got you. I got here. He was in a meeting. I just saw him for the first time, and he shared with me some.
Yeah, I think he told me too, man. Come on, man.
Like, man, I wish y'all knew.
Come on, man.
I wish y'all knew, man. I wish y'all knew. I just wish you did. Live show where there were no mics. Yeah, well, bruh. Like, God damn it, man.
I'll tell you about that.
Y'all have no idea what we deal with.
About that is the 28th, man. We go.
Oh, yeah.
Make this thing look like Southern University out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, join us for the HBCU special at Baker Family Wines on the 28th. We're going to be there the 28th. We're going to need y'all to pull up. And there's something. Warren, I'm going to need you to be there, Warren.
Warren, pull up.
Zay can't be there. I forgot. But, yeah, we're going to need y'all there.
Yeah, pull up. Need
where
all
is
you.
Warren? I feel like I ain't seen Warren in the chat.
Yeah, Warren chilling.
Cole, where are you, Cole? We go, Cole?
Cole.
September 28th, we're going to need you there.
Pull up on us. Look, Stanley, come on through. Come on through, big dog.
Stanley, come hang out. There was a, we might have to get creative because the Raiders play at 1 o'clock. The 49ers play at 1 o'clock.
They both play at 1 o'clock, game.
I think so, but more importantly, I think the Chiefs and Ravens are playing. Which means that game wouldn't be on a TV.
I don't think the Raiders play at one because I was specifically looking at that a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't think they the Niners and Raiders. That's what I was looking for a couple weeks ago.
Okay,
they never play. So I think Chiefs Ravens will be on.
Nah, yeah, I got 4:05 Jags at 49ers. I got 4:25 Bears at Raiders.
You're right. Good call.
And then and Ravens at Chiefs. At that same time frame, so
well the Raiders ain't gonna be on.
You don't think so?
No. The Raiders aren't Sacramento anymore.
Oh, okay. I hate to say this. Good. I need America's game of the week. Give me that.
You know what? Ironically, if it was any, and I'll look. I still think they'll just give us the national game. But if it's anybody, it'd be the Chargers. The Chargers are actually. Kind of Sacramento.
The Chargers. So there's. Oh, Chargers are
Chargers
one.
Chargers play 10.
Or, yeah, or 10. Sorry. I have the NFL thing up.
Yeah.
So I think there's only. It's one of those things. There's four. Yeah, there's four 1 o'clock games. Colts at Rams. Jags at 49ers. Ravens at Chiefs. Bears at Raiders.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
We're good.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good right there. That's going to be good right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a I'm gonna have to ask Chick, "Hey, what kind of food trucks we got coming in there cuz I don't know. They're like, "Hey, try this, you're a red guy, right? Try this Pinot." It's like, "Great." Had that Pinot right there in the aisle of Nugget in Granite Bay yesterday. And then Chick goes, "Hey, you want another one?" I'm like, "Chick, no." Like I don't. I'm at the grocery store with the 4-year-old. I can't just start, guzzling wine. He was like, no, you got to try this one. He gave me a little tiny taste. I was like, oh, yeah. 28th is going to be special.
Yeah.
And after that conversation I just had, it's going to be epic. It is going to be epic. Hey, let's do this here real quick. James Hamm, I'm pretty sure, is going to join us. I really don't know. Normally, James goes, "Hey, guys, I'll see you at 3. Today, he just left.
Yeah, you just kind of never know at this point.
James might have quit, D'Lo and Casey, if we're being honest. He might have just quit.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
There we go.
City, that's, I gotta make it.
Don't want to build this up with too much drama, man. Not a lot of changes in my power rankings. So I'll hit you with this one right here. Last week, I had the Eagles at number one. Had the Bills at number two. Packers, Chargers, Ravens. This week, KC, again, not a lot of changes. But I did take the Chargers out. No hate. No hate.
I mean, what the hell?
No hate. No
hate.
They
won the game.
No hate. Or as you would say, no disrespect. I put the Bucs at number five because I think the Bucs are better. Chargers are number six. They first team out. I put the Bucs at number five.
How do you go down? That's the thing. If they weren't in the power rankings, it'd be one thing. But they went down.
They're my power rankings. I can do what I want to with them. I also moved the Ravens up. Truth be told, I wanted to move the Ravens. I started the Ravens too low. That was me. But I got the Ravens at four now. So it's the Bucs at five, Ravens at four. Not a lot has changed from there. It's the Packers at three, Bills at two, Eagles defending champs. They at one. They still look great. They get to stay number one.
Let me see this again before I say something. I think I'm correct for sure, but Lamar Jackson, another MVP season loading.
Yeah, man.
It's already at 434. Six touchdowns, no interceptions through 2 weeks.
It's crazy. At some point, people are going to respect him.
That's, you would think.
At some point. Jeez. But I don't know. Maybe. I guess he's not a good passer. I don't know. Whatever you guys decide. Whatever you guys decide you don't like about Lamar Jackson this week, go ahead and run with it.
My power rankings,
mm-hmm.
Last week I had the Eagles at one, the Bills at two, the Ravens at three, the Vikings at four, the Chargers at five. Clearly there's a little bit of movement there. It's not at the top though. Eagles one, Bills still two, Ravens still three. At four, show respect, put the Packers. At
wow.
four.
Okay.
The Packers have been
killed
extremely,
you a little bit, huh?
I mean,
it's about damn time. Shout out LeBron.
I don't like them. I'm never going to like them, but I ain't no hater, like I always tell you guys. They look extremely impressive in the first 2 weeks of the season. Extremely impressive. Got them at four. And I do still have the Chargers in my top five.
That's cute.
I do. They did what they were supposed to do. How are they going to fall back?
Okay. So they're five. Let me ask you something. Who's six then?
I didn't even go that far. Sure, the Bucks can be there. I don't care. Who's
so
six.
What's it matter? I got the Bucks.
The Bucks don't get mentioned. That's why it matters. They don't get mentioned.
That's
they're not
right,
in the top
and that's going to change. The Bucks are going to start getting more attention.
What do you think? You are a little too low on the Chargers.
Probably.
Who the Bucks play this weekend? Do we know?
Zabo. Throw it in the chat.
No, we'll find it. Yeah, Zabo, you throw it in the chat instead of us looking. No, don't look.
No, I think
don't
I got
no,
this.
No, don't
schedule.
Look. Let Zabo put it in
the chat. Oh, I'm sorry. You're putting Zabo back to work? Zabo started your whole damn league, and now you're putting him back to work? So the man built an entire league. Y'all stripped it from him. And then now, no, Zabo, go do this.
I'm trying to look it up, but our internet, is stalling.
It's the Jets. They play the Jets.
They're going to be 3-0. John Poles just randomly says the Broncos.
I would have believed him.
I would have, too.
That would have been great, too, because we would have been like, oh, it's the Broncos. What a game that's going to be.
How do we not know?
What a game that's going to be.
Dak Nabbit.
I hate when you watch the game on the iPad while it's on the TV.
No, the best part is Casey gets...
It drives me crazy.
No, hey, hold on. Casey says something. Joe Brazil was just in the studio watching the game, and he's just cussing under his breath right now because they didn't score on that one. Joe was pissed.
They've got one hit on the game. We're in the 10th.
Joe walks out by his breath. This team stinks. Joe left. Yeah, Joe walked out. Shout out, Joe.
Oh, man. That's what I was saying. I missed it during the break. I did play-by-play. When the Giants almost blew the game. Those almost certainly lose now in his 10th inning with the ghost runner.
Damien's in the studio now. Damien wasn't in the studio last time, so it'll be tough to get through it this time.
That's a good point. Hey, what's going on here? AEW. Oh. Wait, you got a different commercial.
AEW's on my screen. I thought they were coming to Sacramento.
Oh, man.
But I showed the Chargers respect. They're still five. And they could be moving up the charts.
I'm not low on the Chargers if I have them six.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Do you have them six because they're supposed to be there because you want them there?
I want them at 30th.
Exactly.
I don't even know why. They ain't even do nothing to me, but it's just a bit now that I got to lean into.
They're your Atlanta Hawks, I think.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
The Hawks, you were never really, maybe it's Trae Young, but like usually, the Hawks,
Well, Minnesota.
I just don't think the Hawks are interesting. That's it.
Yeah.
It's Minnesota. Minnesota was the team that, they could get to, they could win the championship, and I'd be like, I don't know.
They almost did.
And I'm still like, they're not
even
that good.
They almost did twice.
They're not even that good.
Second time was on accident.
I got them a playing team this time. Let's do a couple of overreactions. James is maybe going to join us any second. I genuinely don't know. Let's start with Baker. We were talking about the Bucks. Is it an overreaction to say Baker Mayfield doesn't get credit for how good he is?
Not an overreaction.
Not an overreaction. I think he flies under the radar for NFL media. I think some of that has to do with Tampa Bay, though.
They have won the division like, what do we have, four straight years?
Tampa Bay, not one of them, what are we saying, radio? One of them heritage brands.
No, they're not. I understand.
If he played, I ain't even going to say the Cowboys. If he played for the Commanders, I think it'd be different.
Okay, sure.
But it's not an overreaction, what you said.
Overreaction, Jordan Love will be an MVP candidate this season?
That's not an overreaction. I think he'll have the numbers. He's playing really good football. Maybe, I'm not saying like he wasn't good before, but maybe he's grown a little bit. He's figured some things out. He's got a defense that is looking like one of the best in the game right now. I don't think that's an overreaction. I think odds-wise, I want to say I heard this a couple weeks ago. He might be top five odds-wise in Vegas.
Someone's got to take Joe Burrow's spot now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you got to put someone in the conversation. Because right now it feels like it's Lamar and Josh Allen.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes is not in this conversation.
I think
Joe Burrow's out, as Jesse points out. So
yeah, I think I honestly think he was top three before that, before Burrow.
Jordan, sure.
I think it was Lamar and Josh and then Jordan Love.
Okay.
People are really big on the Packers, really big on Jordan Love, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm burning through this whole segment. You better be careful.
Well, I actually thought James was going to join us, but again, I don't know.
You want to talk about something else before we kill these last 10 minutes for tomorrow?
The Cowboys offense is good enough to get to the playoffs.
No.
Overreaction. We're both saying yes. Sorry. Overreaction.
This is like, what was the game?
God, what was it? What was it?
Damn, it was
right
there.
Oh, for sure. That's what it was.
I said no.
We got the Marshall and Sarah would try to get us to do this bit with them, and we'd mess it up every single time. Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Or ain't no way. That's what it was.
There we go. We're still playing baseball.
Best I can
still
do playing. For the Cowboys this season is you get to be the Bengals of last year. Where, you put up a bunch of points, but you're just hoping your defense gave up.
I mean, what were the Bengals last year? 37. Were the Bengals above 500 last year?
9-8. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to get to that, but that's probably their ceiling at best. 9-8, like missing the playoffs, though.
The Cowboys also, I pumped the brakes a little bit on this offense that I think is good, but they...
You were singing Dak's praises a couple days ago.
Dak's played two good games.
Stanley was going to get you his jersey.
They're running the ball all right, too, with Javonte Williams probably helping.
But what I was going to say was, and we got James in the background. We'll get him in a second. But what I was going to say was, you had a great first half against the Eagles. You didn't do nothing in the second half. And then the Giants are not a good defense at all. Not a good defense at all. Like, I think the Giants are going to be one of the worst defensive teams in football. So I don't know if the Cowboys offense is really where we're saying.
Shout out Donnie Johnson, Cowboys fan. LOL. He's just laughing at this conversation.
Laughing at Donnie. Donnie, laughing at what? laughing at what they're not making the playoffs, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.